now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 15th. This week in 1956, Elvis Presley's movie Love Me Tender had its premiere in New York City. In 1957, WCFL Radio in Chicago banned all Elvis Presley records, and they were promptly picketed by the local Elvis fan club. The Beatles Anthology documentary began on television this week in 1995. In 1973, a 19-year-old audience member filled in at a San Francisco concert by The Who when drummer Keith Moon collapsed. Minutes before U.S. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, Bobby V., Dick and Dee Dee, along with Dale and Grace, waved to his motorcade from outside the rehearsal hall. This week in 1963. In 1955, Elvis Presley's contract with Sun Records was sold to RCA Records, and the contract cost them an unheard of $40,000. This week in 1957, Simon and Garfunkel, appearing as Tom and Jerry, were on American Bandstand. Elvis's largest grossing movie, Blue Hawaii, premiered this week in 1961, and his Clambake movie was released this week in 1967. The second British Beatles album with the Beatles was released this week in 1963, and within a week it was released in Canada called Beatlemania with the Beatles. Paul Anka was inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame this week in 2007. It was used on a Studio One drama on television, and the song Let Me Go Lover became a massive hit for Joan Weber this week in 1954. In 1970, cousin Myra filed for divorce from Jerry Lee Lewis after 13 years of marriage. The first live rock concert was streamed on the internet this week in 1994. It was a 20-minute portion of the Rolling Stones concert from Dallas, Texas. The Supremes appeared before Queen Elizabeth at the Royal Variety Show in London. The Queen gave the performance of Somewhere a standing ovation this week in 1968. Bill Haley married his pregnant girlfriend 4 days after he divorced his first wife this week in 1952. Sounds like Peyton placed on the news this week. The Beatles released Let It Be Naked, minus the Phil Spector embellishments of the original album, this week. The Johnny Cash biographical movie Walk the Line opened this week in 2005. And the Beatles released The Love Album, which were remixes and medleys for the Cirque du Soleil stage show of the same name, Love. Now, it's time to find out who is in the studio this week. The Jefferson Airplane recorded Somebody to Love in 66. Jay and the Americans recorded Let's Lock the Door in 1964. Also in 64, the Animals recorded Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. The Four Lads cut No Not Much in 55. Elton John recorded a live performance for a New York City radio station from A&R Recording Studios in New York City, and it was later released on an album called 17-11-70 for November the 17th, 1970. Ricky Nelson recorded Stood Up and Waitin' in School in 57. The Spiral Staircase began recording More Today Than Yesterday in 1968. Gary Lewis recorded This Diamond Ring in 64, Bobby Goldsboro cut Little Things in 64, and Bob Dylan began recording his first self-titled album this week in 1961. Birthdays: Jesse Colin Young from the Youngbloods, 78, Petula Clark, 88, Clyde McFadder, born this week, 1932. Anifred from ABBA is 75. Little Willie John, born this week, 1937. C.W. McCall is 92. Joe Hinton, born in 1929. Shy Coltrane is turning 72. Garnet Mims, 87. Gordon Lightfoot is 81 this week. Gene Clark from the Byrds, born 1941. The late Dean Martin Jr. from Dino, Desi, and Billy, born this week, 1952. Hank Ballard, born in 1927. Hank Medris from The Tokens, born this week, 1938. Norman Greenbaum is 77. Joe Walsh, 72. Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers, born in 1946. Also, Dr. John's having a birthday this week, too. Sadly, he passed away last year. Livingston Taylor is 69. And Terry Stafford, born this week in 1941. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 15th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.